My name is Tony Gonzalez, and I own Gonzalez Brush Busters.
What's a brush buster?
A destructive goat.
So how did you get into the brush busting business with your goats?
Long story short, goat saved my life. I used to do a lot of drugs back in the day. And then I was an addict, and this really sweet lady offered me a job. And back then it was just a paycheck, and a way to get away from drugs. 1 year passed, 2 years passed, 3 years, and then I get really involved. And hear me now. I bought the business 5 years ago, me and my wife.
What do you do for these goats?
I'm their counselor, I'm their psychiatrist, I'm their doctor, I'm their friend, I'm their boss, and I'm their pimp.
We paused in front of a tangle of vines where the goats had stripped the leaves from a blackberry patch.
The main purpose for these goats are to reduce biofuel. My goats eat dry grass, green grass, dry grass, and they will eat everything to the ground.
Gonzalez has plenty of experience with fire.
On this fire, the ranch fire, she knew there was a fire, and she knew that all those houses, they were going to burn. Like, Daddy, those animals are going to burn. And it sucks, you know, to tell your little four-year-old daughter that, it's going to happen. We went through the Cam Mountain fire, the Bali fire, Jerusalem fire. The place that we used to live, right in the corner, every single fire came through. Six different fires in 2 different years. It's the way that we live now in California. It's a way of living. It's not going to stop. But we can fix it. Or we can try to manage it. If we have more livestock, more smart, you know, thinking in the way that we do things, mowing in early in the mornings or at nighttime either, you know, more irrigation, more goats, and especially goats.
Well, let's go check out our friends, the goats.
As we hiked up a gentle incline to meet the group of about 50 animals, he carried a flake of alfalfa under his arm, as securely as a briefcase full of important documents. He was ready to move the goats.
They know. They know the whistle.
Gonzalez doesn't use dogs to move his herd, but that doesn't mean he chases them himself. He whistles, takes down the fence, and then, with the flake of alfalfa tucked firmly under his arm, he takes off at a dead run with 50 nannies, billy goats, and little terrier-sized kids tearing off after him. They make a lot of noise. Gonzalez knows exactly how he feels about his goats. Remember, he credits them with saving his life. He doesn't eat goat meat, he doesn't burn off their horns, and he keeps a little three-legged yearling that had a bad experience with a bad dog. Goats are family to him.
These goats, they're great moms. A lot of the other goats, a lot of the other breeds, you know, they're a pain in the butt. These ones, I don't know, they're the best.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Sarah Wright.